By any measure, it's a massive project. $7 billion, 1,700 miles, requiring the labor of thousands to get it done. The Keystone Pipeline Project would have brought oil from the tar sands of Canada through Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma, all the way to refineries on the Gulf Coast of Texas. The president has not given his approval for the project, so it's dead for the moment. The White House says that pipeline couldn't be thoroughly reviewed within the 60-day deadline set by Congress. That doesn't mean the pipeline won't be approved at some point, maybe even later this year, but it could be a pretty nasty fight over energy during an election year. Republicans claim that project would create tens of thousands of jobs. And joining us this morning is Dr. M. Ray Perryman, economist, president of the Perryman Group. And Dr., you actually authored this report that was used as evidence of the tens of thousands of jobs that Republicans say this pipeline would create. How was it going to create that many jobs?
Well, basically, anytime you billions of dollars on a major infrastructure project, you're going to create a lot of jobs. We looked very carefully at the procurement, what would be bought within the United States, outside the United States, what areas would have workers working on it, where there would be work camps, where there wouldn't be work camps, a number of things. It went to a great deal of effort to look at the direct spending and how it would take place. Then we looked at the multiplier effects and purchasing patterns that would have with that and came up with a significant number of jobs because, again, obviously it's possible to spend billions of dollars on something and not create some economic activity.
But Ray, once the pipeline is built, once it's set in stone, you don't need all those jobs anymore. So they're temporary, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're temporary jobs. Once it's built, the biggest advantage you gain is that obviously we have a source of oil from a politically stable country, and that reduces some of the uncertainty in the oil market, and it has a modest impact in the oil market in terms of average oil prices. And we estimated that to be only a little over 1%, but even that is pretty significant when you multiply it and spread it across the entire economy.
All right, that's Ray Perryman of the Perryman Group. Also with us is Randy Thompson, a Nebraskan landowner, and the inspiration for the Stand With Randy campaign. In fact, his face graces a number of anti-pipeline bumper stickers all over Nebraska. So, Randy, you are strongly opposed to this, and even though it's going to, I mean, I assume, create jobs, even if they're temporary, why?
Well, you know, we're talking about jobs. I hear no concern about the jobs of farmers and ranchers that could be directly affected by this pipeline. And, you know, in our country out here, with our water supply, the water table being so high, and the pipeline being buried or submerged directly into our water supply, it definitely presents a threat to our livelihoods. And, you know, once the thing is built, it will be boiling away in our property, you know, for the rest of our lives and part of our grandchildren's lives.
So how do you feel about the Obama administration's decision to withhold approval from the pipeline project, at least for now?
Well, I feel that he did the only thing that he could. The Republicans, and I am a Republican, I want to make that announcement, but not all Republicans are in favor of this project.
Understood.
But anyhow, you know, the Republicans painted him into a corner because most definitely this project needs to be thoroughly reviewed, and the first environmental study was definitely flawed, and he has not given time to do the thorough review that needs to be done.
So, Ray Perryman, you're an economist. You're not in charge of any of the environmental impact studies or anything else going on.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
So do you feel as though a project like this needs more than this 60-day deadline? Is that a fair critique?
Well, obviously, politics got involved in this, and I will say I'm a very much an independent. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but the project certainly has been reviewed and been through environmental assessment for several years now, and I think that a lot of the work that needed to be done in there had been done. However, obviously, the 60-day deadline was politically motivated to force the president to try to choose between his environmental supporters and his labor supporters in a difficult election year. And I think, going forward, I think there will be subsequent review of the project. It will probably ultimately be approved. It may well have a different route or do something to minimize some of the impacts that Randy was talking about. And obviously, you want to do any project in the most sensitive way that you possibly can. I have land in Texas, and I have a pipeline that runs right through it, and it has no impact whatsoever. But certainly anyone's entitled to legitimate environmental concerns, and those should be addressed.
Well, let me ask you, Randy. Ray's talking there about how it got caught up in politics, and I don't think we can deny that. But there in Nebraska, where you are, was it political? Was this a case of people opposing President Obama because they were conservatives, or supporting this pipeline because they were with the GOP?
I tell you, the people in Nebraska have really come together in opposition to this project, and it's crossed every line that you can think of. Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, urbanites, farmers and ranchers, we have all come together because we realize the threat that this pipeline presents to our state.
Well, but Randy, I mean, the chances are, as you just heard Ray say, that this could get approved after the presidential election is over. Eventually, may you get approval?
Well, we're well aware of that, and that's why we're not doing any victory dances at this time. But hopefully, if that is the ultimate decision, hopefully they'll take the time to do it properly and, select a route that is much less risky to our water supply.
And does this affect your vote, Randy?
Yes, it will.
Which way?
Well, let's just say at the moment I'm not proud to be a Republican.
Randy Thompson is a landowner in Nebraska and the public face of the Stand With Randy campaign, which is an anti-pipeline campaign in Nebraska. And also Dr. M. Ray Perryman, who's president of the Perryman Group, and also authored the report that supporters of the project use as evidence that this pipeline project would create thousands of jobs during the construction phase of the pipeline. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.